Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But it's really funny. Yeah. Doing landing the plane, finishing the job. I always said we would, by the way. When Luna died, I always said we would. But it's just great to see it all coming together. You know, you always say a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
Over and over again. But until it comes together, nobody really believes you. Mm-hmm. But when it starts to come together, everyone can start to see the end of the journey, right? The light at the end of the tunnel. This is my favorite part.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
What's up? It's Steve Green.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
2024, man. We're doing it. We're in it.
Yes, sir.
We're in it with you. We survived.
Yes. Yes.
Survived another year.
We hadn't heard from them. We haven't talked to them since last year, though.
It was only a couple of weeks ago. That's the joke.
Oh, it gets me every year.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Year. Thank you.
So how's your 2024 been so far, Steve?
It's been fun.
Currently of day of recording, we're on day 5 of it.
Yeah, it's really fun. I like it. It's a lot different than last year.
It's going by slow.
It's very slow.
It's like only a week's been, not even a week yet.
Yeah, exactly. How are you? How's 2024 treating you, huh?
Well, to get out of non-serious mode, I have been getting back into the thick of things and... Yeah. I really try, and I've been trying to do this every year for the past, I'd say maybe 5 years, of not, I usually just get a lot of anxiety at the top of the year. I just do. Like, yeah. Just really anxious for me. A lot of people get excited. They're like, oh, new year, clean slate. I get like, oh no, clean slate. Like, I have to do everything all over again.
Yeah, you get really in your head.
I get really in my head.
Yeah, you've been
and
in
so,
your head past
and,
couple days.
Well, thanks a lot because I've been working on it. It's like one of my main things.
Oh, it's just something I notice
that I work on. Working on for the past 5 years of like, I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. I feel like of all the years, I've made slow progression of like not feeling anxiety at the top of the year. Last year, I didn't have anything figured out. Like there was nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
I had my stream. Vlogmas got wrecked because like my camera broke and then the new camera did and then the laptop and all this shit happened. Yeah. So like my vlog channel was off its tracks. Surprise. I've been trying to figure that out for a year now, but it's been like on the back burner of priorities. But I didn't have any projects that I was sinking my teeth into. Mm-hmm. And I have the opposite this year where I have so many things that I'm part of. And I'm kind of like, okay, now that we have had a taste of all these different projects, which ones do we want to narrow in and hone in on this year and really focus on and build and grow and like actually water the garden of? And I guess that's what I've been mulling over the most. But I also didn't do the whole like, okay, the first is tomorrow. I'm going to make sure like I eat my vegetables and I'm on vitamins and I go on my walk and like, you know, new year, new me. Like it wasn't like that. And I really appreciate a non-rushed approach to the new year.
I like that.
I feel way less stressed and I feel like it's more sustainable. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you have lofty goals and you want to tackle all of them all at once because it's the new year. You're like, I want to lose weight. I want to do this. I want to do that. And so you're just like, the first week, you're great. You're like checking off your to-do lists and shit. But how sustainable is that to keep on day 33 or on day 45, you know, on day 60 something? I want to make sure to set myself up in a way that I feel I can sustain it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't feel knocked off the horse, you know, so to say. And so I feel the best way for me is building it slowly, like slowly adding more things in. So while I do, I'm going to get to like, what are our top three goals this year and stuff. But while I work on one of mine is, you know, relaunching the vlog channel, and I've said it a billion times, but I don't really want to put a lot of pressure on it where like, I feel like I'm doing it for the sake of doing it. I really do like, I like my vlog channel, so I have a lot of fun ideas that I want to be able to incorporate, but I can't really truly give it the time that it deserves until these other things get taken off the plate. So, you know, this week has been a lot of putting my ducks in a row. Like, okay, well, I have shit they don't tell you. I want to stockpile those episodes so that's out of the way. I don't have to think about that so I can go back to focusing on the vlog channel. That's mm-hmm. easy. That's something I can do. That's like an actionable step is stockpile shit they don't tell you. And then in next week, I'm going to stockpile Ace Holes, my other podcast that I work on. And so then that's out of the way. And then I can actually hone in on the vlog channel, which is like one of my top goals this year is to relaunch the vlog channel.
Love that.
Yeah, and I would say that my top three goals out of I don't know if the best way is to go back and forth and say like, or like I'll say a goal, you say a goal, because mine all kind of like bleed in together though.
Oh well, then do yours.
Okay,
do a chunk.
So I'll do a chunk. I'm chunk, and then Steve will take up the second half. Sorry, because I just feel is like a brain dump for me almost.
Yeah.
But I also just like want to go over approaches because I think I get the most questions about that. People see me doing a bunch of things and accomplishing things or whatever. Like, how did you do that? Like, what was your approach to it? And I kind of want to go over from the beginning of the year what my approach to it is or what it has been for the past like couple years that I feel like is the most successful for me. So last year was a lot of working with a fuck ton of different companies in the poker industry. I had to like make a decision on whether I wanted to like pursue the poker industry further after 2022, because 2022 was like kind of a surprise where I just got thrown into it. I love poker and I'd been studying it, but I didn't expect to have that much poker success right off the bat. And because of that, I got thrown into the community and like I found a whole new world, which was like, wow. And it like really dazzled me. But how do I fit into that world? I don't want to just overcommit to something that I'm not sure about how I fit in or like what way I can contribute the best. And at the top of last year, I was like, OK, well, what am I good at? What can I contribute? What won't overload me? And starting a podcast seemed like the best route to go. And teaming up with Caitlin Komeski, shout out. She's another poker player and comedian. And it was just an easy fit. And our podcast like found success immediately, which was really cool and like very humbling.
Very embraced by the community.
Yeah, it was really rewarding and like so, it just filled me with joy to see that. I didn't expect that great of a response. Like I wanted a good response, but like I didn't expect it to be like that good. And because of that, we got a lot of opportunities to work with a lot of different companies. And I found myself commentating on Poker Night in America, WSOP, Bally Stream Poker, and WPT, which was like huge companies that there aren't a lot of commentating spots for, but I got offered them and the opportunity to work with those companies, a residency at Poker Night in America to shoot our podcast, like just right away, and a ton of like big name players in the game that wanted, not only interviewed with us, but wanted to interview with us, which was so just so cool to hear and see and feel. And then hosting, I was just nonstop working from company to company, like hosting on different platforms and shows, and then eventually taking an executive producer position for another podcast, Only Friends, shout out to them, who run 5 days a week. They're a live stream podcast that runs 5 days a week, something that I don't have that much experience in, which is like
live
yeah. stream. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I've had to kind of adapt to that using like what I know from making content and best practices at YouTube and incorporating that into something that has to be live.
Which
yes.
is another thing you do.
And kind of just like finding they have a lot of hosts. They mm-hmm. have, for a podcast, it's a lot of hosts. They have at least 5 hosts, and kind of honing in on what their specific skill sets are as individuals, to make it run like more of a machine, and that's been rewarding in its own regard of just being able to contribute my experience and then help out another show behind the scenes, not on camera, which is another, like every time I've been a producer for something, I've also been on camera, but this is very much like I want them to shine, so how can I curate the show for them that exhibits the way that they shine
their
best.
Qualities, yeah.
And that's been cool too. So I dipping my toes into a lot of different areas that I have adjacent experience in. I have experience hosting, but I didn't really have a lot of experience in commentating. I had experience hosting my own live stream and commentating my own cards, but not commentating for high stakes cash players. And so I got to test myself and my limits. And I love a challenge in something that I feel somewhat competent in, but I know that there's like room to grow, mm-hmm. and then being able to work on things and like seeing that growth. And so that was very rewarding last year. But yeah, like just it was chaotic because there's a lot of different things going on at all times, and trying to stay consistent at everything was really tough. And that's why the vlog channel also went on the back burner. And something that I want to explain in the vlogs is that like as much as I wanted to come back to my vlog channel and get consistent again, the vlog channel started because I had a life I wanted to vlog. And at that point, when I started the vlog channel, my life had stabilized to enough where I could vlog the day to day of like, yeah, it's chaotic and there's auditions happening and sometimes I get booked and sometimes I'm working on that. I'm running a YouTube channel. I'm writing scripts. I'm producing sketches. All that was happening. But I kind of had it worked out enough where I could just vlog it on a day to day basis. And then editing it wasn't like hard, because it was like, oh, I vlogged my day, I edit the day, I vlogged the day, I edit the day. Whereas last year was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So most of it is having to like brainstorm it and taking all of my focus to coordinate my schedule, which changed every single week, was completely different. Just didn't know where I stood.
Impossible
and
to keep
like,
track of.
Exactly. Yeah. And like didn't have my feet on stable ground enough to be like, okay, now I think I can vlog all of this. And I'm happy to say that I feel like I'm at a point now where I can. It's just now I'm backlogged with a ton of stuff that I vlogged that I thought were important moments last year that built the life to where I am right now, that I think if I were to start vlogging again right now, you would need that context, or at least a little bit of the context of what I'm doing, because it's completely different from what I was doing a year ago. And that that's definitely one of my top goals, is to not only catch everyone up on the vlogs, but to like rebuild in a way that I think is really fun. I it wasn't like I just fucked off last year and wasn't into content creating. A lot of people, I've been getting comments lately on the podcast that like, oh, is Nikki just burnt out and she doesn't like our, her vlog channel anymore? And that couldn't be farther from the truth. I'm actually so passionate about it that I like,
I think you're a little too passionate about it.
I am.
You want to do a perfect job every time.
No, I don't want to do a perfect job. That's not like, perfect job. Perfect.
Well, okay, but I'm talking about you want to tell a story a certain way every time. Yeah.
But the story keeps changing.
Right.
I've seriously sat down to do an update vlog 5 times last year. Yeah. And as I was editing it, the story completely flipped scripts and just like completely changed to a way where like now I can't put out that vlog because there's a whole different set of information that came out. And so I kept having to like redo it. But the point I'm trying to make is more so like I also was learning new skills, which I find very important to me personally. I feel like that's the crux of my life is like finding joy in learning new things. I enthusiastically learn new things. And the only problem is like once that learning curve, it like the beginner learning curve ends and I'm kind of plateauing, it's harder to like keep things sustainable, right? But then I circle back to things that I already was doing before. So like the vlog channel is something that I have been doing for a decade. And it was basically the same thing throughout that entire decade. But then during the little break, I guess, that I had last year, I was still picking up new innovations of what the current state is as far as vlogging goes. And short form content has taken up, has been on the rise a lot lately. Like even with traditional vloggers, they've found ways to kind of make short form versions of their vlogs. And so I'm like, that's interesting. I want to look into that. Is that something I can do? And so it's a kind of a lot of like, well, can I do this format? Is it something that I could sustainably do? Is it something that I can incorporate to what I've already been doing? Is it something that I would like doing before I commit? And I think that's more what you're talking about is that like I analyze things from a lens of like, I used to overcommit to things too soon and disappoint people along the way when I couldn't sustain it. And so I think as a preventative measure, like I default to like now maybe overcompensating for that
That's fair.
To make sure that I don't overcommit. But ultimately, it's just because I do really love doing these things and I don't want the joy to come be sucked out of it.
Of course.
Because I think that's where you find yourself dead in the water. And that's where when people would ask me last year, you know, I had a couple of big scores in 2022 and they're like, are you going to be a pro poker player now? And I shied away from it because like I loved poker. I'm obsessed with it. I wake up thinking about it all the time. But talking to a lot of pros, they get burnt out and the swings are pretty gnarly emotionally. And I don't know. Like I just didn't feel like I could commit to that being my primary source of income when the joy for me was still in the learning mode of learning to make the best decisions in spots. And sometimes it's going to cost you monetarily. And I didn't want that to hurt my life finances because of that, you know? And so as much as I would love to be like, yeah, I want to be a pro, you know, I think that my natural hesitation to like step back and go, okay, well, let's weigh out the like, can you sustain this? Would it be emotionally viable?
Would you enjoy it?
Will you enjoy it once the initial wane of enthusiasm happens? Which like, I think that people, to make a analogy with relationships, I think this is something that people have a hard time with where they're like, love isn't real because they get this immediate dopamine influx when they start dating someone and like, oh my God, I'm in love and they're so great. And like, oh my God, this is great. And then when the inevitable wane happens because it wasn't really love, it's like the real,
infatuation.
Like it was infatuation, obsession, and the dopamine that you were getting from not having any of the negatives yet. And after feeling some of the negatives in poker swings, I don't know if that's something like I want to commit to. And I think that's
fine. I question
fine.
If you would enjoy it. I do.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
I don't think so. Because, but I don't know for sure.
Because when I decided, you know what, I'm going to take the media route instead, because I know, even though media itself is very high variance, like the entertainment industry is incredibly high variance. YouTube content creation is so high variance. Like that in itself is a high variance route to take. Yes. But because I've been doing it for 12 years now, I feel more stable in my abilities to do that for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Like where I'm like, I can handle the swings of media and entertainment. I feel confident, and maybe I don't know if this is even justified, but I feel confident in my ability to get another hosting job, to get another on-camera job, to get to start another podcast, to do YouTube as a full-time gig. I have no qualms with my ability to do that. Hunkering down and being like, okay, let's take what I know from my experience in YouTube and apply it to poker media and see where that takes me, because then I get to be around something I really enjoy and am passionate about. I get to be around the people that I admire that are like pro poker players, that are hitting it hard, that are consistently show up to the felt and win, and like get to know what their mindset is like, and get to like talk to them in a format where it's like they're on my show and they wanted to be here, and it's like a kind of a symbiosis, I guess, in a way that complements like both of our skills. And
I think they enjoy, from what I've seen,
they
seem to enjoy being on an unserious poker show.
Yeah.
Whereas most of the shows that they've ever been on, it's like very methodical about poker and like in the grindy talk about poker. And like, I think people just like to be a people sometimes.
Yeah. And to be fair, I enjoy listening to the fucking nerdy ass, like gritty strategy based like content stuff. But that's not my skill. You know, my skill as a host is more like the unserious stuff. And I do think that like that wasn't really abundant in the poker sphere. So it is a new flavor that I think we added. And that was rewarding because it's like, well, it's fun to be able to contribute in a new way to an old industry like that they haven't really had a lot of yet.
That's the best feedback you typically get from poker people.
Yeah. And I was shocked. I mean, I knew people listened, and like we're very new. So it's like a micro YouTube channel compared to like things that I've worked on and been part of and have built myself, but it's new and it's like different in a different industry. And so like our channel has like 2,000 something subscribers, and we get about that many views per video on YouTube and however many downloads with audio. So I was expecting like our audience to be like kind of that.
Yeah.
But what I wasn't expecting, and why I went more into researching short form content and like really delving into that last year, was because when I went to WSOP, almost every single table I sat at, and there's thousands of people at WSOP. There's like tens of thousands of people in a ballroom at WSOP. So hundreds of tables. Every table I sat at had someone that complimented me on the podcast, which was crazy. Sometimes people were listening to the podcast on the table, which was wild to me because it's like, well, 2,000 people isn't that many people spread out globally that would listen to something on the internet. So for that many to be in a room of, you know, 10,000 people and like constantly coming up to me, I was like, this is crazy. But it wasn't necessarily from them listening to full episodes of the podcast. Sure. It was from them finding shorts that were clips, getting passed around, and clips that were being passed around. And I really got to see firsthand the impact of that, that it doesn't matter if people listen to your whole podcast. You brought joy to them while they were scrolling through their phone, listening to similar content or watching similar things. And that kind of reach is something that I don't think was as popular when I was full-time YouTubing, you know?
Sure.
And I think it's on the rise. And so I also took time to learn new editing programs like CapCut, which wasn't around, that is simplified editing. And
when you say you learn this stuff because people are listening, they're like, how does Mickey do this stuff? Like, what's step one?
I go by like what I'm curious about. Like, how do they do that? Like, what do I like about this podcast clip? Because I like it. It's engaging. It's the pace is good. It's holding my attention. What specifically do I like about that? And what's like when I break things down into parts, like what do I like about that and how can I replicate it? And so when I look at a clip like that, it's like, okay, well, I like this clip because they're talking about something funny or like something interesting, you know, so there's like they really hone in on what that interesting thing is or what that funny thing is. And then they're captioning it because a lot of people don't listen with sound on, don't scroll with sound on. So captions are a must these days. Like they have the caption there, like what are the people talking about without me actually having to turn the sound
on? People in the work bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it just always is that. And there's different types of people, like the way people consume content best. Like I personally would rather scroll on silent and I read captions more than I listen to the sound. And
well, it's because it's annoying. Because sometimes the sound between clips is different and it like jars me a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not like it's all matched. It's not like it's all synced to the same tone or volume.
Yeah.
So like listening to clips is really hard for me.
Well, and that's a whole other conversation about how society has kind of fucked up our like neural systems because like neurologically, we're just not meant to shift that much. Like our brains aren't programmed.
I believe it.
So
I get very annoyed
when you're
quickly,
scrolling. Right? Your brain interprets it as you moving from a completely different environment, from environment to environment. Mm-hmm. So like as if you're switching rooms in a house, and the way that your body moves from different rooms to in a house is much slower than you scrolling on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or whatever. And so your brain isn't wired to be able to like change environments that quickly, and so it's really fucking up our like neurological pathways and shit. I don't know. That's a whole different topic. I found that interesting. I was reading, I think it was Huberman that was talking about that. But I digress. Short form content is the most easy way to get discovered these days, I think, because when you look at like people like, oh, it's so saturated, you know, content so saturated, should I even start a YouTube channel, should I even start a podcast? Well, I got to test firsthand starting a podcast and YouTube channel from scratch last year, which I was kind of nervous about because I haven't started a new channel in 10 years.
Yeah.
And I didn't know best practices, but I got to like relearn a lot of that. And I also didn't use my platforms to really like promote it, so it was kind of like how does a new channel grow organically? Can it grow organically in a niche market? Like what is the natural organic growth of something like this if we're using best practices? And I do want to promote it on my vlog. I had every intention to do that, but I just wasn't vlogging last year. So but my point is I didn't use my already built audience to shuffle into a new thing. So this was a test of how a new channel could grow organically, and I was pretty happy with the results of so far of what we were able to accomplish in a short amount of time and the reach that it ended up getting over the numbers that I was seeing on like a YouTube page, you know. It's because it wasn't just that. A lot of people were watching from...
It was spilling
just,
over it. Yeah.
They knew about our podcast just from the shorts.
Exactly.
So I think a lot of last year for me was like data collection. It was one, data collection on my life. Like, what do I want to do as a person and in a career? And then also data collection within that career of what am I most intrigued by and how can I help something grow in a way that's like... that is up to date with current platform standards. And it only made my passion grow for content creation, because I was at a point where I was like, what do I even want to do now on my channels? You know, this channel, if you're watching on YouTube, I've talked about this before. It got demonetized in 2020 and then got remonetized, but it got completely fucked in the algorithm where like it was only going to a fraction of the subscribers that it was before that
like
demonetization. Yeah, like a ton.
They said
a
that
fraction.
She had a weapons manufacturing channel, which is really
that
strange.
I was selling illegal firearms
and
on my channel.
Thankfully, shout out Phil DeFranco helped us unscrew the situation. But that was like,
but it took about
hurt,
it took about a month to get back the monetization, and then when it did, not only was it just like a drastic, it was like a fucking cliff. It wasn't like a slowly my audience was getting less interested or whatever. I understand that too. Like
yeah,
I get that. that happens. This was a very clear like step off a fucking
knife
cliff.
Drop. Yeah,
yeah, and it was demotivating. It was really discouraging. On top of that,
after
we were
all the time that we took building it.
Yeah, like almost a decade of building that channel and really putting a lot of pouring my heart and soul into it. Yeah. Of what and constantly monitoring like what I could do better and blah blah blah.
And then, our sticky show was killing it for a while. Like we were getting like almost 100,000.
Yeah, 70,000 views on average. And we had Nate like helping us. I kind of felt like it was growing into a production, you know, where we could expand and grow and stuff. And so it was super disheartening for that to happen. And it was in the middle of the pandemic, so morale was already low. And I was working with Big Mood Podcast, and that was just easier to emotionally and mentally sustain while and then the vlog channel too. So I kind of just like let this go in a way that was, it felt right to do at the time.
You followed the thing that, you followed the active thing.
Yeah. And I followed like the emotionally fulfilling thing, which was like, damn, every time I come to my main channel, I feel bad because it's just, I'm putting so much work into it and it's just not hitting the audience that it used to. And partly, you know, I can't even tell, I wouldn't even be able to analyze it properly of if it's a content thing or if it's an algorithm fucked me thing.
Sure.
And I don't like not being able to discern that. So it was just easier for me to step away and work on new things.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I still don't know what I want to do with this channel. I upload the podcast on this channel, so it's primarily been a podcast channel for the past like 3 years. Mm-hmm. But do I want to do a new series on this channel or like try to see if I can use the best practices that I learned last year from starting a new channel and incorporate it back into this channel and see like if a new thing could pop off.
Sure.
I don't know, like, but I do know that my spirit is back in it, like from getting to create and build and approach content from all kinds of new lenses and with the new technology that we have available with CapCut and AI, being able to like take whole podcasts and like make clips from it, you know.
Yeah, you and Caitlin make content last year was a hoot for me.
Yeah, and I haven't even I don't even feel like I've even scratched the surface of the possibilities there.
And we're gonna scratch the surface of the possibilities a little bit more when we come back from our little break.
Oh, damn. You're just going to cut off my top three like that? All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, That would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So, huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Huge. Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back.
Okay. So just to be clear of what I've now decided is my top three goals of 2024, I want to work with a bigger company in the industry. I've gotten to work with a lot of them last year. And so working... like partnering up with a specific one instead of working with all these different companies, which is fine. I'm fine. I like all of them. I like them. But like if I were to just focus on working with one, that would be ideal. And even better if I could team up our podcast that we started last year, Ace Holes, with one of these companies and have that be the collaboration. I have a lot of ideas and I'm not really gonna, I won't get into them on a public platform right now because they're like a lot of them are in the works and gestating. Yeah. And I just want to talk to the right people first about them. But I have a lot of ideas for how to make something like that happen. And with that, like more regular commentating gigs, because I really enjoy doing that. It's just very sparse, the amount of live streams that are available to commentate, and then the spots available are like, you know, within those, the limits of how often people are streaming. And so I would like a regular commentating gig. I really like doing that. I would like to explore that more and host more in 2024. And then I would like to, on the poker front, get in a regular steady routine, work with a coach, and expand my poker skills in a way that like I'm winning at the games, I'm winning new things. I want to learn mixed games, so like just I want to dedicate some more time to actually playing poker, and I think that helps with commentating and doing all the other stuff that I do within poker media because I have of like in the field grasp of how the games are working, right? And then thirdly, I want to vlog all of that. So I want to relaunch the vlog channel in a way that I am documenting the journey again.
Cool, love that.
I that's what I love about the vlog channel is like documenting the journey. And I don't know why, I don't know why we're in an era where this generation documents everything they do, but I just know that like watching back the memories, like when I was editing one of the most recent recaps, I went back through like a bunch of different vlogs that we did and to get like highlight moments. And it was really nice just being able to watch back some of those memories because I remember how it happened in my head. But then, you know, things like our wedding vlog, the honeymoon, like a lot of places that we've traveled, it was like, wow, yeah, like I've been there. I did that.
Yeah.
We had that was a great memory and it's on camera and exactly. Authentically on camera. It wasn't like we staged it or planned something.
Well, that's why there's a lot of cynicism out there right now. I saw a bunch of New Year's videos of tons of phones, like, you know, you see like a mile of phones and people are going, this is where America's at or whatever, this is where the world's at now, your head's in your phone. And I don't think that cynically, dude. Like to me, it's like people are capturing moments for themselves. And you know what, you go back 100 years and you put a phone in someone's hand, you better believe they'd be doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
So I just think everyone just, you know, we all take things so seriously just to criticize like where we are as humans right now.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I don't know. I think part of what I'm going to start doing this year is, I mean, I'm always pretty a positive person.
Yeah.
But trying to just like see, I think I already do kind of see the light in a lot of things. Like you and my mother say that a lot.
Yeah.
But like trying to apply that a little bit more, I think personally would be good. But you know, continue with your, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, no, those were my three just outlined specifically because I want to be more, I guess, I find the magic in not saying my goals out loud because it doesn't, I don't know, no one else's energy like tampers with it it's like mine and let's secret. So I don't like getting really specific with it. But I also think in the past, like when I, I've accomplished one of my goals out of nowhere, like, you know, final tabling that WSOP. I never talked about it that much beforehand of like the actual, like, okay, I want to do this. So here's the route that I'm taking to get there. I showed it a little bit in vlogs of me studying and like me learning different things. And the first time I won a tournament online and things like that.
People have no idea how hard you grinded though.
Yeah, but I exactly. And also that like I was strategic in it. Yes. Like it's not like I just threw shit at the wall.
But to them, you showed up out of nowhere at the World Series of Poker final table. So.
Yeah. So just to from the beginning, and I don't think that I don't know if I've ever been this clear from the beginning of a year of just like, these are the my three main things. There are a lot of other little things like I realized how important sleep was last year. Mm. I took an IQ test after I had like very minimal sleep for a week because I was like, they were doing some like the group I was with was like just doing like stupid IQ test, and I was like appalled. And then I got enough sleep and took a different IQ test, you know, the next day, so it's not like the same one, and got a vastly different score, and was like, it opened my eyes up to how my brain was not able to compute or make good decisions on lack of sleep. So how can I make good decisions in game or producing content or all of that? And so I really made it a point after that to get adequate sleep and make it a priority. Like I knew it was important. I just didn't realize how much your brain and judgment is impacted by even a slight lack of sleep. Because when I say lack of sleep, it wasn't like some people like go days without sleeping. I'm talking about like I got 5 hours of sleep a night, which is way too little for me. And going back to 8 hours a night. And on top of that, like meditation, walking, taking vitamins, all of those things are immensely more important than I was placing importance on. I just thought there were just things to do if you have enough time, like get consistent in that, you know, but if you can't, then whatever. And it's like no, like you should really prioritize these things, help you stay so in tune with where you're trying to go. And actually, like sometimes it's like, oh, I don't have time to meditate. No, actually, if you meditated, you would see things more clearly in a way that would make time more efficient. And it's hard. It's counterintuitive when you're in a hyper modern world that's like, well, I got to get things done and I only have this amount of time to do it. You know, but when you actually slow down, meditate, do yoga or whatever it is that like centers your mind and puts it in alignment with your body, for whatever the fuck reason, time slows down with you and you just like the Matrix, like you just do things more efficiently in slow-mo. It's like you're like you unlock that limitless thing with the pill. And I didn't realize that until I actually measured results. And I do brain games every morning now just to like their memory games, their math games, and their like reading and spelling and speaking games. And I think they've been helping a lot. And good. I really just want to do that throughout the year too. But like I have little things like that where mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I want to get my daily life more consistent. But what are my three major things that, because then when you start to break those things down of how can I get there, that's where those other things come into play. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm not focused on the day to day. Like, well, I do want to focus on that, but like, that's not where I'm like fixating. Like, did I hit every single day or whatever? Those things are really important and I will keep that in mind. But what's my bigger goal? And then breaking that down into smaller goals.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's one of the ones for me is meditation for this year. Cause yeah. I have way too active mindset about like hyper focusing, I think.
Yeah.
And I really need to like just chill out. Like once this year is over, I'm going to take up a new hobby, by the way. Like I might do golf or something. Like I need a new hobby.
Yeah.
Like, I need something new that has nothing to do with like, that's like maybe outside, like something that just doesn't have to do with numbers, doesn't have to do with fucking studying about different things. Like I need something like, you know, like golf. Maybe I'll do golf.
Yeah,
I've been talking about doing golf for a while, but I always said to my brother and to my neighbor, I was like, I'm not playing one fucking round of golf until I get to where I want to get
to.
And then that's my like little bit, that'll be my reward or whatever. I don't even know if I'll like golf, but like,
sure,
it's got to be something, some kind of hobby that just is completely removed from my day to day.
I do think it would help you. Counterintuitively, again, like this is not just, this is, doesn't sound like it helps, but I think it would help you to incorporate something on a regular basis that that is has nothing the fuck to do with what you do.
Yeah, I know.
Like, because this year I tried that approach where instead of during the winter break off, usually I'm game planning for the next year, and I'm like, it's fulfilling for me to like try to like, you know, put everything in order of like, well, and here's how I'm going to attack this, and like, you know, and take that. And to me in the past, that was rest, like, quote unquote, that was me resting because I'm not working. I'm not like producing stuff and working in production and putting out videos. So it's like, I'm taking a break. Right. But I'm not mentally. And this year I did puzzles. I did jigsaw puzzles where I forced myself to like do something completely that hasn't anything to do with anything that I do. Mm-hmm. And it helped so much because it resets your brain to where you're not overcrowding it. I think, you know, like it's almost like, and I've been listening to a lot of Abraham Hicks content where she talks about meditation doing this, where it's like you're not blocking your receptors from you're not like actively going after something, but you're not blocking it from coming to you. And a lot of people think that they have to go to it rather than let it come to you.
Yeah, I think I know, and I need to do this.
Yeah. And so, yeah. But doing the puzzles really took my brain off of all emotion, all mm-hmm. other things going on in my life. And when you utilize that hyperfocus for something that's like, there's no ego involved. It's just like mindless, but also like, it's solvey, like we're doing things, yeah. But you're just like, you're turning it off. Everything else kind of like fell into place.
It's good.
And it helped in ways that I wasn't actively like, if I do this puzzle, it'll turn my brain off and then I'll be able to achieve things better. Like, it wasn't like that. It was just like, I feel like doing a puzzle.
Sure.
And then it ended up helping. And so I think for you, like incorporating, not like, okay, when I hit my goal, then I'll do golf. Then I'll do an activity that, takes my brain off everything. I think finding mini things, like little mini things, not like a whole hobby and sport like golf, where it's like you do have to kind of learn a new skill. Learn
it, but I can't wait for that.
But it'll like, yeah, it'll be fun. But like in the meantime,
It's tough. I mean, hopefully I can find like something. Yeah, something small, like you said. It's just tough.
Well, meditation is like a good one to go to.
That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah, because like it's just, you know, it's like it's just been the last 18 months. It's just been such a personal journey that I've been on, like with like making sure that, you know, me and my brother get back to where we were, and like we're clicking ahead of a schedule right now, and I just have to land the plane, right? Like it's just, you know, for me right now, it's just about 11 months to finish this, and then it's like the whole world's my oyster after that. So I just, you know, just to making sure I don't mess up here.
Yeah. But I think like something that you can do for 20 minutes that puts you in a meditative state.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to do that every day now. Like just like go 20 minute meditation or whatever.
Or walk.
Yeah, walk's walking. Great. Yeah. I've already been doing my workout stuff, which I love. That's been great for me. That's almost like a mini meditation, but not quite because I'm still doing something.
Yeah.
And
taking care of these fish for me has also been like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's one. Obviously, second goal is going to be, like I said, 11 months finishing the job with my brother Kenny, our crypto journey. It's not the end of our crypto journey. Yeah. It's the end of this run.
The cycle.
And making sure that we're out of there with the goal that we had in mind, which, like I said, we're running ahead of schedule, but got to make sure.
And by the way, for new listeners, if you're just now tuning in or I don't know how you found us, but thank you for listening. But Steve does a crypto corner every week on our Patreon.
Yeah, my live show.
Patreon.com/sticky, STIKKI, where he has helped a lot of people achieve big goals in a short amount of time.
We have over 20 people right now who hit six figures this run, which is just, and those are the people who reached out to me to like thank me or whatever. But like, dude, you guys did the work, man. Like, I just told you how I do it, and like, you guys had to
six figures from a much smaller amount of money.
Yeah, not like putting in like something, not like
they
crazy.
Put in 80,000 and now not, they got 100,000.
Nobody's selling their houses. That's why I always tell people, like, in this game, you don't have to sell your freaking house. Like, people who do that stuff, it scares the shit out of me. Like, me and Nikki have never personally put that much into crypto. That's the whole point. It's like, mm-hmm. you don't have to put that much in. If you're any good at it, right, you'll see the multiple show up, and then you'll have earned a bigger amount of money that you can then use for bigger stuff, right? But the idea that you need to take your bigger stuff and turn them into crypto is madness. And
Yeah, no, it's been great. And, you know, there is something too that you've been kicking my way, which is like maybe doing something more public with crypto, like on TikTok or something. But man, it's hard because I'm so honest about what I'm doing. I don't know that I want everyone to know. But then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then if I wasn't able to be as transparent as I am, I don't know if everyone would truly incorporate these practices to really change their lives like they have. Like, because I've been very honest about how much I put in. Here's how much I have now. They've seen the entire journey from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not done yet, but from beginning to this part of the run.
I think it would, if I was you, to do something publicly, and I don't know how you could do refillable content on this.
Yeah.
But I think more about the philosophy publicly, mm-hmm. and more the technical stuff in actual Crypto Corner. So, like, mm-hmm. if people want to learn more about how you do it, then they can join Crypto Corner and right. be serious about it. But like the philosophy of value investing versus day trading, or like, you know, what exactly value investing for you means, which is like researching the project, waiting for the right timing, dollar cost averaging,
yeah.
you know, basic concepts that is more emphasizing the philosophy of how you believe you can change your life, rather than like getting into the nitty gritty technical aspects
exactly.
and specific coins and why one coin sucks and one coin's good or whatever. Like, you know, people do content on that,
yeah.
but you don't want to be like the, what is his name? Hot Money, Jim
Cramer
crypto, yeah. What is Mad Money? Or
Jim Cramer, Mad Money, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't want to do that. Like whatever, he's not a knock on him, but like that's just not
it's
your thing.
It's a knock on him.
That's not your
it's
thing.
It's a knock on him.
Yeah.
Well, no, but, well, look, there's already plenty of YouTube channels right now that do Insta judging of crypto projects.
Yeah.
Entire project with teams behind them and like, and look, there's a lot of bullshit in the space for sure.
Yeah.
But like entire projects who have teams behind them who are working hard, who are actually sitting there doing the job. And then this guy, there's a lot of them, but they just read about it for 35 seconds and they go, nope, it completely sucks. And
yeah.
it's just like, dude, that is not, first of all, it's not doing any research at all, not doing any work at all, but they're getting a lot of rewards from views and stuff like that.
What if your channel was just critiquing other YouTube channels that do
I mean,
this?
Yeah, I mean, it that's sort of, you know, sometimes in Crypto Corner, I do some of that, like, because it's just so insane what some people say
yeah.
and do. And like, you talk about best practices, right? I don't know the best practices. I'm sure someone out there is killing it more than I am, right? Of course, right? But
yeah.
like my practice works really well.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's what I focus on. I focus on my lane. Like I don't do a lot of shitcoin stuff, like a lot of like Dogecoiny, Shiba coins, all this stuff. I don't do that stuff. I focus on fantastic projects that I think everyone's missing.
And then you just dress like you invest in shit coins.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I like that part. I like that part. I know. That's one of the funnier parts too. People think I'm such a degen. It's really
yeah.
funny. People think I'm a degenerate crypto gambler.
People think I'm a degen for playing poker.
It's the best, dude. I love it.
But it's so mathematical, but it's
I wouldn't have it any
Me
other
neither.
Way. But it's really funny. Yeah. But that, so yeah, doing landing the plane, finishing the job. I always said we would, by the way. When Luna died, I always said we would. But it's just great to see it all coming together. You know, you always say a lot of shit, right?
Yeah.
Over and over again. But until it comes together, nobody really believes you.
Mm-hmm.
But when it starts to come together, everyone can start to see the end of the journey, right? The light at the end of the tunnel. This is my favorite part of the run, of the cycle. So even our producer, Mark, has done well with us. So it's awesome. And then my third goal, I think date nights with you
yeah.
consistently would be very good.
Yeah. I mean, I have sub mini, not mini, but like, you know, sub goals in each category,
yeah.
Which we kind of touched on before the break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I want to, like, we talk about, we didn't do any vacations or travel last year.
Nope.
We didn't go to any new places, together, like on a romantic getaway or anything, which we usually do at least annually. I want like some week, like seasonal weekend getaways that are like to nature.
Yeah, like just, going to Sedona or some shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Going to Sedona. I want to see the Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, like things that put me in touch more with nature and are like, you know, right in our backyard, basically, like, because we tend to go to tropical places abroad,
yes,
you know,
yes, yes.
overseas,
yes.
you know, and there are plenty of national parks and places in our backyard that like we could just either take a drive, like take a road trip to, or like quick plane ride and spend a weekend.
Yeah.
And it's just us. It's kind of romantic. It's like we get to explore a new place together, which is the fun part anyway. And I just want somewhere away from the noise.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that's what my brain has been craving the most, is somewhere where it's just away from the noise and distraction. And don't get me wrong, I fucking love going to tropical beaches and having a mojito on the beach with you.
Sounds perfect.
It's great. And I want to do that. Sure. But I also think that having these like mini getaways would it truly enhance like our romantic lives. Oh, yeah. And like just brain wise getting to like reset everything. Resetting, you know. Yeah. Just like doing things like that, I think would be a nice approach. I've never done it, but like I think that doing a couple of those this year would be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah,
I like that. What about your resolutions? Let us know what they are.
I don't like calling them resolutions
or whatever you call them. Goals.
I know. I just,
goals.
It's like semantics, but I, yeah. But I just,
goals is good.
Yeah, goals. I just like things where you can see measurable progress.
Yes.
To them. Like, I want to go here.
Yes.
And there are like milestones that you can see getting there.
Yeah.
Where like when people are like, I want to eat more veggies. It's like, what's more? Like, just say like, have a plan where it's like, I want to. You know, like I'm going to make these dishes every week that have
2.5 pounds of veggies every 2 days.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I want to see the progress.
I like that though. I think that's good. Talking about best practices, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you all for listening. And yeah, nothing helps the show more than going to patreon.com/sticky. $5 gets you this show a day early. You get Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I moved it up an hour so that my brother could hang for longer.
We do a sticky stream once a month, and we do a free roll cash poker tournament where we give away cash prizes, yeah. And it's completely free to our members.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see you guys there. And our Discord community is unbelievable. We love you guys.
And we'll see you. This is like our 6th year of doing the show.
That's wild.
Too. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.